decade as a professional fighter, man. What does it feel like to have this much time in the game? Where do you feel like you're at?
I feel like I'm coming into a prime. I'm finally starting to figure out how to train now. And for a few years, the first 7 years of my career, I was in the gym 365 basically. There was no such thing as a fight camp. It was just I'm training and hey, somebody needs a fight. Let's do it. And it seems kind of stupid saying it. I'm knock on wood, but I never had a devastating injury. I never had an injury that kept me out of the gym for a couple months. I've got partial tears and ligaments and tendons and, tendonitis, and I've had chronic turf toe for the last 7 years and all these things. So I've been, partially injured, for a couple years. So it's none of these things are going to heal unless I have like a lot of time off, a year over a year. So, and I'm not planning on taking that long off. So I'm just trying to figure out how to train around this type of stuff and get better every day and, be a better fighter every time I step into the cage. And I'm finally kind of figuring it out, and I feel good.
When you look at Mike, it's funny, it kind of feels like he's the kid coming after you because he knows he can make a name out of you, but you're not that much older than he is. What do you think about the game and what do you think about your position?
There was a pretty good piece. There was a good piece written about me the other day. It was kind of pointing out my strengths and stuff like that. But he called me old like three times. And I'm 32. There are guys 15 years older than me still fighting in the UFC. So, while I've got a lot of mileage, I've got a lot of big fights against tough opponents, and like I said, I've got a lot of time in the gym. I'm not old. He's if he's coming in thinking he's fighting somebody on the downside, he's got nothing coming.
Talk about your skills and trying to be better in every single area. Where do you feel that you've had the biggest growth in which area?
Probably just the mental aspect of the game. My job is to fight. I really enjoy hard training sessions. I really enjoy, maxing out the gas tank and feeling exhausted after the training session, but I don't get paid for training sessions. There's no, sparring session of the night. There's no submission of the practice. Bonuses given out. There's no trophies. So it's kind of taken that. I've kind of learned to take that part of me that enjoys the gut busting workout, the grind. The reason I love fighting. And kind of put it to the side while I'm training. I just try to train smart. Like I said, I try to just improve just a little bit every practice. Feel good. I know when all those stupid little injuries are going to aggravate. I know what aggravates them, and I know how to prevent that. It's kind of just using my brain and not getting to those points where, you're falling off the cliff and, now my back's seized up and I can't move. Knowing to call it quits and, I'm done. I got three rounds in today instead of getting five. Let's go just jog on the treadmill for, an extra 15, 20 minutes after practice. I still get that sweat, but not hurt myself.
Is there something? Even though you have so much experience, do you visualize what's going to happen in the cage?
Yeah, always. I've always visualized. Excuse me. It's just I've seen pretty much all. I've come into fights ill or injured. I've injured myself in fights. I've been behind and come back. I've pretty much done it all. So, like I said, I'm comfortable with fight goes. I see it all. I see it all in my head. I always see myself looking at it.
Do you like these challenges? Are you hoping somebody brings something to the table that you haven't seen?
I want to fight the best PS that's ever fought. That's what I train to do, and that's really what I've always trained to do. Is to be the best, train to be the best. And when my opponent can't keep up with that, that's what I'm going to capitalize on. That's what I'm going to get my finish. I'm just looking to fight the toughest guys I can and dominate.
Is there something specific that clicked for you about sort of figuring out, learning when you needed to back off and changing up what you were doing? Was there, you know, an injury that started nagging a little more, or just getting the opportunity to open your own gym, have it there whenever you want it, and so you can make sort of your own hours and listen to your body a little more?
It was definitely, you know, opening the place and having the control. You know, sometimes as trainers, you know, and I coach guys, and you know, being in Dan's corner is one of the biggest things that I think has given me the best knowledge about it. You know, I know what he's capable of, but I don't know what he's experiencing inside the cage. I don't know what he's experiencing inside rounds of the gym. You know, whether it's an on day or an off day. You know, whether he's injured or not. You know, the whole idea is to shake everything off. You know, you get hit hard and you shake it off, and you don't let people know you're hurt. You know, and that's kind of the idea that we've always had. You know, it was never somebody hits you and you do the jarring stuff. It's, you know, the worst thing to see is hit somebody with everything you've got and then not even react. You know, so that's what we try to do. And I've had him fights where I didn't know what was going on. You know, and when he was fighting Paul Harris, he got hit in the liver. And I think the second round, got hit in the liver pretty hard, you know, and lacerated a little bit. And I didn't know that. You didn't tell me that between rounds, you know, and anybody that's ever experienced organ pain knows that it sucks, you know, and I'm asking things from him not knowing that, you know, so, you know, it was kind of, yeah, opening the place definitely helped us. And you know, things were, before that, things were going a little rough for a little bit. And, you know, it's kind of a fresh start.
You mentioned not liking being called old and it feeling weird, but is it a badge of honor a little bit to be that guy, that veteran guy that young kids like Mike Chiesa are looking at as, this is a guy I got to beat to start my run?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's... I've got 14 wins in the UFC. I've got 20 fights. This will be my 21st, you know. I know that I've left a mark on the sport. I know that I've left a mark on the company. So yeah, it's a good thing to be recognized as somebody with experience in the sport, you know. And fortunately, you know, I have a couple kids. I've got gray hair now, so I look the part too.
As a veteran of the game, do you find it harder to find new ways to evolve as a fighter? Do you feel ever that you're maybe stagnant a little bit and comfortable too much with your skill set?
No, not at all. Honestly, you know, I've got a great group of coaches. Brian McLaughlin, who's working with me on the ground, is a student of the game. You know, and he's always showing us new things kind of ever evolving. Nick Avalos, who will be here tomorrow in my corner. You know, he's my Thai coach, and you know, he loves Muay Thai, you know, and loves learning the new things and training himself and getting better at it. So I've got guys that push me, you know, and we do understand the nature of the game. And if you look at the submissions that have been hit inside the octagon, it's arm bars, rear nakeds, triangles, and guillotines. You know, everything else barely ever gets hit. I think I've got one of three knee bars in UFC history. So we drill all those things and drill the new things to try to be that guy that catches somebody in something that they've never seen before. But we still drill our guillotines, our rear nakeds, our arm bars, and our triangles, rep after rep after rep, because those are the ones that are effective in this, you know, in this type of arena, you know, more often than not. So it's good to know the rubber guard and stuff like that, and I play with it, and I try to bring it out a little bit in fights, even though it might not be ready yet. But I resort back to those basic moves that work for just about everybody.
And do you feel still
fun to watch? Is there still a submission you hope to pull off the octagon? Something special if you would talk about?
You know, not really. You know, I'm just looking to dominate my opponents and take what they give me, basically.
Have you felt jolted at all about the not being promoted in these embedded series at the co-main event? Chiesa had some things to say about it. I was wondering what your feelings were on that.
You know, a little bit, but it's just the nature of the game. It's a business, and you know, if I had my way, I might have run into the ground. So, you know, it's just one of those things you got to deal with. I've got a job to do Thursday night, and that's the only thing that I focused on. You know, not having as many cameras around,
you know, sometimes it gets a little annoying. So, you know, and you do crazy things. When the UFC shows up at the gym, you end up doing something a little bit crazier than normal, and it kind of wastes the day. So there's a little bit of a trade-off, you know, but it's nice to get that publicity. It's nice to get that push. But, you know, I know what type of guy I am, and it's kind of obvious that that's not the type of guy that the UFC always pushes. So, you know, but yeah, that's who I am. You know, I'm not the type of guy that's going to cheat. I'm not the type of guy that's going to, you know, take performance enhancers or, you know, take illicit drugs or hit my wife or anything like that. And I'm okay with that, you know, and I don't need to get pushes at it. So, get a fight.
Jim, because your submission game is so well-rounded, when you face an opponent like Chiesa, a longer, lengthier, is there a particular aspect of your submission game that you tend to gravitate toward that you know would work best against him?
Nothing in particular. You know, I usually find it's a little bit easier to wrap up the necks of longer guys, just because the longer arms are usually leaner arms, and it's a little bit tougher. Typically they're better getting out of, you know, arm bars and stuff like that. So, yeah, I'd probably end up going more towards chokes. But, you know, the idea is to get in his face and pressure him and take away that length and, you know, beat him up.
At this point in your career, are you a guy who looks at opponents individually like that, or do you tend to focus more on your style, your game plan, no matter who you face it?
I focus on myself. That's it. Almost pretty much